You don't have to be a professional historian to see echoes of the debate that ran in the Labour Party and in the country in the run-up to the Second Iraq War. Here, just to remind you of all of that, is the late Robin Cook after he resigned from Tony Blair's cabinet to oppose the war.
The US can afford to go it alone, but Britain is not a superpower. Our interests are best protected not by unilateral action, but by multilateral agreement and a world order ruled by, governed by rules. Yet tonight, the international partnerships most important to us are weakened.
Well, Claire Short was International Development Secretary in the government and also, actually a bit later, resigned from her position in the Blair government over that decision on the Iraq war. And she joins us now. And actually, Claire Short, I mean, give us your memories of that decision, because you were very hesitant. It was, you know, you went along with it a long way and then eventually said, I just can't take it and walked out of the cabinet. Just to take us back then.
Well, I was never in favour of us joining the war, but I got a promise from Tony Blair that if I stayed in the government, he would make sure that the redevelopment of Iraq would be led by the UN rather than the US. And that was all that was left. Because if you remember, there wasn't much destruction in the initial invasion. It all came afterwards. And, of course, that was just not true, and therefore I left and probably shouldn't have believed that. And I had booked my place to make my departing speech the same day as Robin, but I was persuaded out of it by Tony, but then the promise was not kept.
Where would you be on this? We don't have a decision yet. We don't know what the decision is about yet, because Britain is not going to enter in the absence of, have any involvement in the absence of an American becoming involved. But what are your feelings about this situation today?
Well, let's hope America stays out of it, which is possible, and that would be good for everybody. And Britain shouldn't even contemplate joining it. I mean, this is the craven Britain that just goes anywhere America wants. What is this to do with Britain? Why should we be engaged? Israel started this war. Israel has nuclear weapons. Israel is taking land from Syria, is in Lebanon, is starving and killing people in Gaza. How can we possibly support Israel? I mean, the line must be drawn, and international law says this is not right. There's been a call from the UN. I'm hopeful. I think Starmer made an appeal for America to think twice, and there are these talks in Europe tomorrow. I think he would be crazy, Starmer. The Labour coalition, the voting coalition, is already under strain. He would lose big chunks of Labour's vote.
I mean, you
quite apart from doing the wrong thing.
You couldn't have been clearer in your view. And you actually think it would be shattering for the Labour Party, for the Labour government, if they went along with, say, adding token forces to anything the US were doing.
If you remember, after Israel bombed and killed Hania, when he was in Tehran, and he was one of the most trying to get a deal, Hamas spokespeople, Iran had to reciprocate, obviously, because they were humiliated by that, and Britain joined in defending Israel after Iran attacked. So we've been there before, quite recently, but we shouldn't engage ourselves. What the point of Britain's role in the world ought to be to prevent war, to uphold international law, not to just always go with America and indeed Israel in causing more and more chaos in the Middle East. And the other thing is, if Iran is defeated, I mean, you won't destroy the country. This is 90 million people and a very old civilization. But the chances then of Iran having a nuclear weapon, and everyone is clear that they are not there yet, indeed Tulsi Gabbard, the head of the U.S. intelligence agency, has said they're not. But if they're going to try and destroy the country, then that's the only thing left for them. And then we get, if Iran has a nuclear weapon, Israel has a nuclear weapon, all the other major powers in the Middle East will want to be nuclear, and then we'll have the most dangerous region in the world nuclearized.
I mean, I probably should just give the alternative point of view, because you asked the question, what's it got to do with the UK? I mean, obviously, Iran does say lots of very negative things about countries, including the UK, much more about Israel, and it does appear to have been developing nuclear technology, which could be used against this country. So I mean, there is a kind of... You're not saying, are you, or are you, we don't care if Iran has a nuclear weapon?
I'm saying that if this attack on Iran goes on, because they've never gone for a weapon, they've gone for developing the capacity as a way of protecting themselves, or that's what many people argue, and the details we have of the negotiations that were going on with the Americans before this attack was that they were going well. But if you were Iran, if anyone was Iran, and if Israel keeps attacking you, you might well say the only logical thing to do is to have a nuclear weapon so they won't attack us anymore. That's the logic of where we're putting them, and that is not in anybody's interest.
Just very briefly, does this have to go to a vote in the Commons? Does any British response have to go to a vote in the Commons? And that obviously makes it much, if you like, focuses minds on it, doesn't it?
Yes. Well, you remember there was all those arguments about Iraq, and in the end, Blair did concede a vote and then twisted arms like crazy to get it through. But it's not firmly established as Britain's policy. I see the Liberals are raising it again. They argued that very strongly at the time of the Iraq war, that there should be a say for the Commons. So who knows? That will be another issue. Mm. But the... all decent and intelligent people who care about the future of the Middle East, indeed, the future of Israel, etc., should say, Britain, don't engage militarily in this. Okay. Do everything you can to get back to the agreement we supported before in the Obama years and lots of other countries to constrain Iran developing nuclear capacity, which Trump destroyed in his first term.
Claire Short, you've been admirably clear. Thank you for setting out your view so clearly. Claire Short there, obviously, from the Iraq war, a veteran, if you like, of the cabinet arguments around the Iraq war in 2003.